Headline: Score Abdu'l-Bahá as False Prophet. Monday, May 27, 1912, Washington. Publication: Baltimore, Maryland Star. Lectures of Persian teacher arouse Washington ministers. Reverend C. Ernest Smith among severe critics. Reverend Dr. James M. Gray likens him to Ali Baba. Washington, May 27. It is written in the Bible that many false prophets shall arise. Clergymen in Washington believe they recognize one in Abdu'l-Bahá, the prophet and high priest of the universal religion, or Baha'ism, who during the delivery of a course of lectures here was the target of much vigorous criticism by the propounders of other doctrines. Even the most rabid of his critics impute to him none other than the most sincere motives, though many of the clergy are of the opinion that he has come to the wrong land to teach his faith. The religion of Baha is a sort of second edition of Mohammedism, which Baha believes includes all the virtues of the original, together with certain valuable embellishments. Already there are some thousands of devotees to the Baha teachings in this country, and it seems the membership of the cult is on the increase. It has a subtle appeal, and Baha churches are springing up in nearly every city. Ministers of every Christian creed are banding together to fight the invaders. This is true of all cities in which Abdu'l-Bahá has preached, but especially so of Washington. The new prophet has not completed his lectures before an avalanche of objections issued from the pulpits. Perhaps the criticism of the Reverend C. Ernest Smith of St. Thomas Episcopal Church was the bitterest. Reverend Mr. Smith did not confine his attack to Baha'i. He extended it to Persia, and incidentally to all Mohammedan peoples. He declared that nothing good could come out of Persia. He maintained that Persia was a lost country, a dead nation, and that it was madness for the people of the Western world to listen to the song of a man from this benighted land. The Reverend C. Ernest Smith arraigned Baha on a charge of tempting to lure from Christ the Christians of the United States. The Reverend James M. Gray of Hamlin Methodist Episcopal Church of Washington likened Baha to the story of the 40 thieves, who accounted the hospitality of the robber's cave, only that he might kill and rob them when admitted. Baha, with all the imperturbability of the Oriental, says nothing in answer to these attacks. He is handicapped in that he does not speak the English tongue, but travels with an efficient interpreter. He will remain in this country about 3 months.